News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government could benefit from British expertise and financing in the development of Jamaica's multi-billion dollar global logistics hub initiative. Britain's minister with responsibility for the Caribbean, Mark Simmons, says his country has significant expertise in the construction, management and financing of large development projects.
We're thinking about which UK businesses might be interested in assisting with that when the plans have reached a certain stage, and that's something that the High Commissioner will be following up, and I will be when I get back to the United Kingdom.
The British minister visited the island earlier this week and met with government officials in Kingston Wednesday. He says port development, a key element of the logistics hub initiative, was a significant feature of the discussions. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, will discontinue the transfer system on 15 of its routes, effective Sunday, November 17. This as the state-owned bus company moves to plug revenue leaks. The JUTC previously allowed customers traveling on one route to request transfers to other routes without cost.
Currently, 15 routes will be affected by the adjustments to the transfer system. But there are alternatives that are in place currently that passengers will have the option to take. For example, passengers who are interested in continuing to Crossroads on a regular 21, because we recognize that not all passengers transfer, can take the 21 express services that go beyond Halfway Tree and into Crossroads.
Deputy Managing Director of Operations at the JUTC, Kirk Finnegan, speaking in an interview with GIS News. A new system is to be rolled out at the ports of entry to allow importers found in breach of the Standards Act to settle with the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, on location. Director of the Regulatory Division at the BSJ, Orrin Henry Blair, says importers found in breach of the Standards Act would have had to leave the port to pay a fine at the Bureau. This is being changed with the new system.
What we're doing is putting a system in place where everything is done at the ports. So it saves time and it makes them more happy. Even though they're being fined or they're found to be in breach, it makes them happier because time is money for business people, so they no longer will have to come up to the Bureau. And we're hoping to roll out that system perhaps in another month.
Mrs. Henry Blair was addressing a recent GIS think tank session. The National Security and Education Ministries will be taking messages to schools across the island, encouraging students to complete their secondary education. This is part of efforts to reduce crime. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says statistics clearly show the disadvantages of dropping out of high school.
You are six times as likely to join a gang if you dropped out of school before grade 9. And if you join a gang, you're probably 10 or 20 times as likely to get killed or end up in jail.
Minister Bunting was addressing students at the Halfway Tree Transport Center recently at a special social intervention activity. The Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce has introduced a logistics hub essay competition as part of a continued thrust to heighten awareness about the logistics hub initiative. The competition is open to Jamaicans living in Jamaica who fit into one of two entry categories, ages 15 to 21 years or 22 to 35 years. The competition is being held under the theme Jamaica's Logistics Hub, the Big Opportunity for Jamaica and the World. Essays should show significant understanding of the theme and evidence of research with all references cited. All entries must be double-spaced using either Arial or Times New Roman font and must include the name, phone number, address and email of the participant. Entries must be received by 2 p.m. on December 15, 2013 at the Communications Department of the Industry Ministry at 4 St. Lucia Avenue, Kingston 5, or via email to logisticsessay@miic.gov.jm. Employees of the MIIC and their immediate family members are not eligible to enter. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.